The end. An ear infection. Jeffrey had an ear infection. I missed the highlight of my year because Jeffrey had an ear infection. Thank God. It could have been so much worse. We spent pretty much the whole night at the local emergency room until Jeffrey's blood work came back at around 2 a.m. His white counts were low, but the doctor said that was probably just a response to the infection. His liver function test results actually looked better than they had in weeks. So this was going to be just the usual routine week of IV antibiotics and Philly sickness. Jeffrey would be transported down there around 2 in the afternoon the next day. He had asked that I be allowed to ride down in the ambulance with him, and I was willing. They hadn't exactly said yes yet, but I had a feeling it was going to happen. My dad and I went home to sleep for a few hours and pack my stuff. I collapsed into bed with my clothes on and didn't wake up until after 11 a.m. As soon as I went downstairs in the morning, I noticed that the answering machine was blinking. We had slept through a lot of phone calls. There were about 1 million messages from people who had been at the concert, wishing us well and checking on Jeffrey's health status. Here are a few that jumped out at me. "This is Judy Galley, Stephen's counselor from the middle school, calling. I hope Jeffrey is feeling better. Stephen, I was very proud of you tonight. When I first started working with you this year, you were so angry that I worried about you a lot, and you felt that you couldn't control your own life. Now you've accepted control of your own path and are doing a wonderful job of helping those around you too. Just remember, instead of agonizing about the things you can't change..." I hit fast forward. I absolutely knew the rest by heart.
"Mr. Stoll here. I hope the little guy's okay. Stephen, don't worry about leaving the concert. Max asked me to sit in and cover your parts, and I did. The band sounded great. It wasn't what it would have been with you there, but we all got by. Okay. Good night, dude. Will I see you at your lesson tomorrow?"
"Max? Oh, yeah, Mr. Watrous. This is Renee Albert. Hi, Stephen. I hope your brother's okay. Hi, Mr. Alper. Hi, Mrs. Alper. Good news. We just finished totaling up the proceeds from the concert. $23,489.17. Stephen, Mr. Watrous is going to bring the check over later this week. I hope you let him in. Just kidding. This is Annette. I hope everything is all right there. Stephen, call me when you can about what happened, okay? You know, when you were leaving, I really meant it. I just wanted you to know." It was interesting hearing Renee and Annette right in a row like that. Somehow overnight, I had figured something out. Renee was beautiful, but she was my friend now. On the other hand, Annette was my friend, but now she was beautiful. Makes about as much sense as anything ever does when you're talking about girls, right? The day started, I ate and showered, my father drove me to the hospital, I got to have my first ambulance ride, Jeffrey squeezed my hand with all his might for about 40 miles. Good thing my drum lesson was canceled because I wasn't sure I'd regain the feeling in my hand for a few days. Still, that was okay. I knew if I hadn't been there, he'd have had nothing to squeeze. We got to Philly, my mom met us, Jeffrey got installed in a room, his IV bags got hung, I stayed with him until he fell asleep for a nap. Then I tiptoed out and went down the hall to say hi to Samantha and tell her how I had followed through on my promise to her. But when I got to her room, it was empty and the bed was stripped. The next few minutes are a blur. I grabbed the little cord that calls the nurse and buzzed nonstop until a lady came charging in. She said in that semi-scary nurse voice, "What's wrong?" My voice came out all quiet and wobbly. There was a patient here. Her name is Samantha. She's my friend. Now she's not here, but she said she's always in this room. Did she get sent home?" The nurse looked uncomfortable. "Well..." And then I knew. "She's dead? She died?"
"Answer me!"
"Yes. She passed away early yesterday morning. She wasn't alone, was she? Was her mother with her?" "Yes, as far as I know, her mother was with her at the end." "Was her sister with her?" The nurse looked puzzled. "Sister?" That's when I lost it. I sat down, started crying and shouting and pounding on the floor, and refused to get up. Somewhere in there, the nurse called for a social worker. Somewhere in there, my mom came running. Somewhere in there, another nurse came in with a wrapped package about 1.5 feet long, addressed from Samantha to me. My mom opened it in front of me. Samantha had returned my Pro Mark 5As with a note. "Thank you for the company. and for the loan. Please think of me when you use these, okay? Love, Sam. Oh, God. Now I would always have two pairs of special sticks.